Good morning. The first scripture reading for today is from Exodus 28 through 11 in the Message. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Work 6 days and do everything you need to do. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to God, your God. Don't do any work, not you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your servant, nor your maid, nor your animals, not even the foreign guest visiting in your town. For in 6 days God made heavens, earth, and the sea, and everything in them. He rested on the seventh day. Therefore God blessed the Sabbath day. He set it apart as a holy day. The second reading is from Isaiah 58:13-14, also from the Message. If you watch your step on the Sabbath, and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy day as a celebration, If you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make you ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. The word of God for the people of God.
I'm going to use Rachel's stool this morning just because I got a knee that's barking at me a little bit. So bear with me if you would. We had, during the season of Lent, been talking about spiritual disciplines and marks of discipleship. We'd taken a bit of a break for Easter and then our beautiful cantata that we all enjoyed, but now we're back into it. And this week we're talking about the spiritual discipline of Sabbath. Now, I don't know, but when I started to prepare for this sermon several weeks ago, I quickly learned how little I knew about Sabbath. And for me, I love to study, I love to research, that's part of who I am. But I was really amazed at how little I knew about how we got to where we are today with our understanding of Sabbath. So I'd just like to take a few minutes and very quickly kind of take us through what Sabbath is and how we got here. God commanded the Jewish people to observe Sabbath and to keep it holy as the fourth of the Ten Commandments. Sabbath is part of the covenant or the deal that God's people made with God. And we celebrate it as a reminder of that covenant and as an occasion to remember that God keeps God's promises. Sabbath, or Shabbat, is a time today in the Hebrew tradition, in the Jewish faith, where there's no television, no rushing around, no demands on the telephone, no busy work schedule. People don't think about work or other stressful things on the Sabbath. It's an oasis of calm, a time for stillness in life. Oftentimes, we understand the Sabbath as taking a break from work, right? Just taking a break. Well, let me tell you about how some of our Jewish brothers and sisters look at work. When I was in Jerusalem, staying at a high-rise hotel, I learned about Shabbat elevators. How many of you have encountered Shabbat elevators? No one? Oh, boy. Shabbat elevators are designed so that they open every floor going up or down because you can't push the button on the Sabbath. Now, you can walk up and down, but you can't do the work of having to push that button. So some of the more innovative Jewish folk have gotten what they call Shabbat Goy, or Sabbath non-Jews, to come in and push the button for them, so that they don't have to have the elevator stop. Well, needless to say, the faithful don't like these workarounds. because they're really getting away from what the root meaning of Sabbath is all about. For Jews, Sabbath is much more than just a day off from labor. It's a day of spiritual and physical delights that are meant to illuminate ideas of the traditional Jewish perception of covenant and the world, to celebrate God, to know God better. And they include different types of rituals that take place and also different types of food. How many of you are familiar with challah bread? Good, a few of you are. It's delicious. If you haven't tried it, you really ought to get some. It's a very rich bread. It's made with a lot of egg, and it has the yellow color. It's also baked in a... It's kind of like made into a... Help me. Like a braid. Thank you. That's exactly the word I was looking for. And it's delicious. And it's to be eaten on the Sabbath. As a reminder of all that God does in growing the grain and providing the egg and giving us the fullness of life. Jewish Sabbath begins on the seventh day of the week. Actually, we think of Sabbath beginning like when we get up, right? Not true. In the Jewish tradition, Sabbath begins at nightfall on Friday and extends through nightfall on Saturday. And actually, for observant Jews, they start preparing for Sabbath a few minutes before, and they carry through Sabbath a few minutes after. So it's really about a 25-hour period. And again, remember I said Friday into nightfall on Saturday. Well, in 321, Constantine, the emperor of the Roman Empire, decreed that Sabbath would be on the first day of the week, not the last day of the week, to remind everyone and to coincide with Jesus' rising from the dead on the first day. So that's when we shifted from this idea of Sabbath being the seventh day to it being the first day. Now, you all knew that Sunday is the first day of the week, right? I hope so, because it really is. Oftentimes, and I'll get to this in a minute, we think of Monday as the first day of the week. Not true. It's really Sunday. Constantine made this decree, and he tried to appease two things. First were the pagans, and then also the Christians, of which he became one. And they were trying to make sure that he would work these different practices together. And so he played a game with the word sun. In his proclamation, he talked about it being the day of the sun, S-U-N, which is where we get our title of Sunday. But he also wanted this message to come across to the Christians as it being the Lord's Day or the sun's day, S-O-N. And so he played it both ways. And it worked for him. Let's move forward a few centuries into the 1600s, actually 1646, when the Calvinist tradition put forth something called the Westminster Confession of Faith. And in it, it really distilled down what the Protestant or the Protestant ideas were about Sabbath. And it says, and I quote, "As it is the law of nature that in general a due proportion of time be set apart for the worship of God, so in his word, by a positive, moral, and perpetual commandment, binding all men in all ages," men meaning people, "he hath particularly appointed one day in seven, or a Sabbath, to be kept holy unto him." Holy meaning separate and apart from all the other days, "from which, from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, was the last day of the week. And from the resurrection of Christ was changed into the first day of the week, which in Scripture is called the Lord's Day, and is to be continued to the end of the world as the Christian Sabbath. It goes on. The Sabbath is then kept holy, separate and apart, unto the Lord, when men, people, after a due preparation of their hearts and ordering of their common affairs beforehand, do not only observe a holy rest all day from their works, words, and thoughts about their worldly employments and recreations, but also are taken up the whole time in the public and private exercise of this worship and in the duties and necessities and mercies. It says a lot. Did you catch the part about it's not only about working? It's about not overdoing. It's about not over-recreating. It's about taking that time and giving it back to God to reflect upon our relationship with God. It's it was observed by Methodists throughout the ages as well. John Wesley talks about this, saying that the handwriting of ordinances our Lord did blot out, take away, and nail to his cross. But the moral law contained in the Ten Commandments and enforced by the prophets, he did not take away. We go through a few more centuries and we end up in some of our Western practices that you and I have today. Some of the ways that we think of Sabbath, some of the ways that we either celebrate or ignore it. In 1998, Pope John Paul II wrote an apostolic letter, and in it he says this on keeping the Lord's Day holy. He encourages all Christians to remember the importance of keeping Sunday holy, urging that we not lose its meaning by being blended, and catch this, with a frivolous weekend mentality. Think about that. It is not time away from our secular jobs where we overdo our recreation and other things. It is a time, JP2 reminded all of us, to remember what Sabbath really is and to keep it holy. And yet we remain to be immersed in this weekend mentality. We've shifted our occupational work to other forms of work. We've let our recreation and, dare I say, sporting events for children and adults to take precedence over the intent of Sabbath. We see the weekend as our days off rather than as divinely instituted periods of rest, reflection, and worship. This is tough stuff. And I need to tell you, as I was preparing for this, as I looked through the spiritual disciplines and the marks of discipleship, this one gives me the most challenge. Because I am a secular creature. And I have developed rhythms in my life based upon the secular week. But this has reminded me to the core of my being that unless I keep the Sabbath holy, I am not in right relationship with God. I am not celebrating and noticing God's creation. I am not taking note and giving thanks for all the blessings that are around me when I'm moving through my days so fast I don't see them. Maybe the same is true for you. And maybe we're not putting our priorities where we should on the Sabbath. But we have excuses. I need to get so-and-so to this or that. This is so important. And we'll get... Brothers and sisters, that's not what Sabbath is about. So how do we go deeper in our faith? How do we start to be able to live into the blessing that Sabbath is intended to be for us? Well, let's just ask some questions. What will you do when you leave worship today? How will you spend the rest of your Sabbath? What is it in your and your children's lives that you put ahead of God's command to keep the Sabbath holy, separate and apart? Remember, if you watch your step on the Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy day is a celebration. If you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make your ride high and soar above it all. I'll make your feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. So go deeper in your faith. Go deeper in your practice of Sabbath and reconnect in meaningful ways with your God. Amen. Amen.